When is it cool to be dull? Well, when you're a dull man, apparently. Nearly 2 years ago, Chris in Babbacombe came on my show to talk about some very unusual voluntary work that he does. He takes in jigsaws that have been donated to his local charity shop and he puts them together to make sure all the pieces are there. Then they can be sold, and regular customers at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary shop in Babbacombe know that a puzzle that's been checked by Chris, it's got his tick on the lid, they know it can be relied on. Well, while he was here, in the spirit of making groundbreaking radio, Chris did a puzzle, and it's an appearance that has gone on to earn him global recognition from the Dull Men's Club, and that's definitely not an insult. Chris, how did you first learn of the Dull Men's Club then?
Well, it all went when the Mare and Foal did a piece on Facebook, because I'd done 20 years of checking jigsaws with them, and it just moved from there. Leyland contacted me. We had a chat, but unfortunately, that was back in, 2 years ago, 2018, he couldn't fit in getting to see me, but obviously he didn't forget. eventually, I was told literally a few months ago that I would be in the calendar. He had mentioned it in the past, but he said I was told I would be in the calendar, asked if I'd like to be in the calendar. Then I was told I was, and the next thing I know, a copy of the calendar actually turned up at the shop.
And I gather you are Mr. April.
Yeah, April 2021. it's the actual content of, you know, because there's pictures, and actually it's quite a quite a natty page. But the actual content is the, you know, the Facebook details from 2018.
I think it's lovely, and you are there alongside someone who collects different coloured envelopes, someone who photographs wet floor signs, and someone whose hobby is photographing telegraph poles. I think this is being a bit unkind to you, Chris. You're performing a public service.
Yeah, but we all do things that we enjoy doing, and it helps us pass the time.
And how do you feel about being branded one of the dull men? I think it's supposed to be a compliment, doesn't it?
I think this is, you know, you take it in the humour that it's meant, I think. It's a humorous thing. I mean, I've got the calendar. I mean, there's a lady in Oxford who photographs manhole covers. There's a guy in Essex. These are the ones that were actually in the paper. He's got over 1 million postcards.
And a very large house, presumably.
I would guess so, yeah. Yeah, it must be, yeah. And it says here, postcards are stored in 150 shoeboxes, many albums, other storage devices is home in Southend.
Mind you, there are hobbies that take up more space, because Mr. January is Lee Maxwell, who is no spring chicken. He's 90 years old. He restores vintage washing machines. He lives
That's
in Colorado
right.
in the United States, and he's got more than 1,100 vintage washing machines.
Yeah, actually, on the page, there are he looks as though he's got a warehouse, and it looks to be some size. And all you can see in it is vintage washing machines. Oh, there's a couple that powered by dog on a treadmill, and another one that's powered by a rocking chair. That says it all to me.
I tell you what, Chris, in a moment we're going to try and talk to Leland. Having a little bit of trouble making the connection, we'll give it a go while I play a song and we'll come back to it. But I've looked at the what they call the FAQs, the Frequently Asked Questions, on the Dull Men's Club website. And it says, what is the Dull Men's Club? It's a place for dull men and women who like to be with dull men, to feel at home, to be comfortable, free from pressure, to be in and trendy. We avoid glitz and glam. We enjoy safe excitement. Our motto is celebrating the ordinary. We delight in ordinary things, things that some people think are dull. And there we are. So there we are. It's just a matter of saying, you know what? This is what I like doing, and I don't care what you think. And that's quite good, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that seems very fair to me.
Let's talk to Lee Carlson, who is one of the original Dull Men and is in the States for us. It feels terribly insulting, Lee, but it's not, is it? We celebrate Dull in the Dull Men's Club.
We do indeed, yes. We say it's okay to be dull.
So tell us, what's the definition of a dull man in your book?
Well, it's a person that appreciates something that's rather ordinary and simple and mundane, run-of-the-mill, and avoids glitz and glam. Not really there to try to show off with the latest and the greatest. We don't try to keep up with the Joneses. I don't know who the Joneses are anyway, but we just kind of plod along day by day. And, well, it really came to, you know, when this pandemic hit, it wasn't new to us. We were ready for it.
Because you were prepared. You're the sort of people that know what to do.
We did. We feel, well, the title of our calendar this year is Dullman's Club Calendar for 2021. And then the subtitle is This the New Normal? Because, you know, we had our sheds to retreat to and golf courses, and tennis courts and theaters were closed down. But we dull folks had our quirky hobbies to keep moving on with. Like Chris had his puzzles. He could do his puzzles throughout the whole thing.
So how did you more time? How did you first come across Chris Lee?
I think it was an article in a newspaper somewhere. Probably one of your newspapers out your way, the Devon paper.
And you spotted that and you thought, this is the sort of man we want. So did you get in contact with him? Did you have a chat with him?
I haven't spoken with him. I've dealt with the people of the charity up to now.
Well, you'll be pleased to know he's still going strong. He's done 8,000 puzzles now. I love on the website. It's a lot. He's dedicated to the cause. Some may think it's dull, but he's loving it. I love on the website, you've got your frequently asked questions, your FAQs. It says, are dull men the same as boring men? But you say, no, dull men are not boring.
Right. We've come up with, I think it's going to be a new term. You know, some people call us dullards. That's got a negative connotation. It means, you know, kind of slow-witted and whatnot. We call ourselves dullsters, which is the opposite of a hipster. We're not hip. We're more the opposite of that.
Yeah, and I think that is something to be celebrated. Listen, Lee, it's brilliant speaking to you. Thank you so much for coming on. We had a good chat with Chris as well, and you'll be pleased to hear, we'll send you the recording, you'll be pleased to hear that he considers it a great honour to be afforded membership of the Dull Men's Club, and indeed to appear as Mr. April as well.
Terrific. They all say that. Everybody in the calendar says they enjoy being in the company of all the other profoundly dull people there.
I should ask, Lee, before you go, what's your dull hobby? What do you like doing that qualifies you as dull?
You know, I used to say park benches. I founded a park bench appreciation society. But having met a lot of other people, Chris, for example, and I see how intensely they get into their hobbies, I'm not that much into park benches. And I, well, what is my quirky passion? And what it is finding people like Chris. Either someone, a man or a woman, that's got a really unique interest, quirky passion, I guess we could call it, or an event. You know, there are quite a few events in England, you got a wonderful festival in Dorset, you know, the Dorset Steam Festival. And there are quite a few things that are, they're not, you know, that a festival like that's pretty far cry from Ascot and the Formula One race. It's a much more common thing they're doing there. That's my passion.
I think you're doing a great job. Lee, brilliant to speak to you. Thank you so much. That's Lee Carlson, who is founder of the Dull Men's Club, of whom Chris in Babbicombe in Torquay is now a proud member.